We continue our report with Brad Dalvig and Pat Sullivan on Monday evening's school board meeting.
We did have a finance meeting prior to the board meeting, and then the board was updated at the finance meeting. One of the things that we decided last night at the board meeting that came out of finance was we are going to build a maintenance shed, and it's going to be a partnership. The RVA came to us talking about needing space for storage, for student records, and for furniture, and they also have vehicles that they need storage for. And we have been short of that for a long time. So we have joined together, and we are going to build a maintenance shed over by the tennis courts, and we are going to split the cost with the RVA.
What is the potential for a branch, a spin-off, if you will, of online learning for students as an alternative to coming into school?
One of the reasons that families join the RVA and they're successful with the RVA is they have internet access. I mean, you wouldn't join the RVA if you didn't have that. And that's one of the hurdles that we run into. A lot of our kids don't have, quite a high number of kids don't have internet access. And a lot of people that do have internet access don't have great internet access. So that's kind of the hurdle. We are pushing out, online learning. There are teachers that are saying, go to your Google Classroom if you're a high school teacher and a student, and I will put assignments out to that. And there will be online learning going on. But again, we have to always dial back and come up with something else for those kids that don't have the ability at home, either through the technology, or they don't have a computer at home. We have to provide something else for them too. So we're really doing a mix from, K-12, some again, the older kids, and certain teachers are going to do more of the online. And then I think when you get down into the lower grades, say a kindergarten teacher, it's kind of hard for them to have those kids go online at home. What they really want to see, a kindergartner wants to see their teacher again, talk to their teacher again. We're gonna reach out to them. Our teachers are going to spend time calling and talking to them, sending work home, and doing what they can to support parents and to support those kids, on getting that work done.
What is the official stand of the school district regarding the items in the lockers today?
Well, right now I would tell you that if there's absolutely something you need there, that you can come up. Our doors, like any other day, our front doors are locked. You just have to hit the buzzer. The secretary will ask you, why you're there. And we are asking questions, have you traveled out of the state? Where did you go? If you haven't traveled and we're allowing you in, you can go in and retrieve something like that, maybe a jacket, maybe a pair of shoes, those kinds of things. At this point, there's no need to go in and clean out your locker, or, our younger kids have a lot of things in their desks. They don't have to come in and clean that out right now unless they absolutely need it, because we may be back to school, and so we're not going to go through all of that, having everybody come in and get all their personal belongings when we just, when we may be back to school, and then all that would be really for naught. So we're going to wait a little bit and see how long this shutdown is, but allow you to come in if you absolutely need something. If you look at graduation, it's on the calendar, right now, like it always has been, for May 22nd. I don't have any idea whether that'll happen or not. If we're talking about it today, it's a wait and see. Like you said,
yep.
Spring sports, the WIA met last week, the Board of Control, they did not make a decision on spring sports. They said, we want to wait and see. So, we're all hopeful, that we can at least salvage some of this school year, and we'll just have to wait and see, if that happens or not. I just wanted to remind people that, the surveys are out. You've received them at home, in the mail. And they are due on April 8th. So we want people to make sure that they fill those out. With all that's going on, I understand where people maybe aren't thinking about that. But, we've already received well over, 300 of these back. But we hope people will find the time to fill them out, get them back by April 8th. And again, request more if you only got one sent to you, which everyone did, but you have two or three voters in your household, call the district office and request another one, and make sure you fill it out. Thank you.
Pat Sullivan, keep in touch. Thank you.